All right, here we go again. I'm driving our IT guy crazy here. All right, welcome back. We had a week off from the NGH convention. I can see everybody who went survived and is back for more. I expect that we're going to have a few more people joining us in the next few minutes as we move along. Before we get started too deeply into our topic, I want to reiterate some information I just sent out to the Five Path group. I got the inside track that we may actually have less time than usual to submit papers for those of you that want to present at the NGH Convention 2006. The word is that the cutoff date may be as early as the end of September, September 30th. I want to encourage all of you guys out there and gals to, if you're thinking about it, to call my office. I'll be glad to talk to you about it. I'd love to see some more people out there presenting about 5-Path, 7-Path, and really any of our graduates presenting about anything having to do with hypnosis. So I would be happy to talk to you more about that. What are we going to talk about today? Well, today, Volume 11, Going Beyond the 4-to-6 Session Schedule. 5-Path is not 5-phase. I mean, it's not 5-session hypnosis. It's 5-phase hypnosis. You guys all know that. But also, you're not limited to the number of sessions either. I'm going to go into detail about that and how to handle it when things like when clients come back for booster shots and when clients come in because they find that maybe they're in relapse or something like that. We're going to talk about that. Also, Roberta is going to talk about a case in which a client did require more sessions than average and how she handled that, how she determined what phase she was going to use for her ongoing number of sessions. And since she is one of our certified professional hypnotherapy instructors, her presentation is not going to be so much of help me, Cal, I don't know what to do, as this is what I did, because she's done a lot of clients with 5-Path. She's very experienced, so I'm looking forward to hearing about that. And I believe we have Edward Wonder has volunteered to do the same next week. He's also a certified professional hypnotherapy instructor. Oh, unless I forget, I wanted to announce that Roberta was awarded CFI of the Year at the NGH convention. Yay! Congratulations to you. Wonder says that next week he's going to talk about dealing with dark force entities. Well, that should be interesting. Maybe we should save that for October 30th. Nah, just kidding. Here we go. And then I'm going to give a chance for Esteban to talk about anything he might want to talk about with regard to the client he presented last week. Let me click off here for a second and we will continue. All right, any quick questions before we get started? Okay, with that, we're going to officially start, and Roberta is going to tell us a little bit about a client that she saw for a number of times. She's going to tell us the background of the client, and then she's going to tell us how the process proceeded. Special emphasis is going to be on when she found that she needed to maybe backtrack, do a little scrambled 5-path, as it were, or how she decided that she needed to go to age regression, or how she needed to decide if the client needed more forgiveness work, that kind of thing. And as she talks once in a while, she's going to, about every minute or two, she's going to give everyone a chance to ask questions and talk to her about her client. So we find that if the person presenting takes a break about every 1 to 2 minutes after you say something, a few things, then just go ahead and give everyone a chance to ask questions. Okay, Roberta, I'm handing it over to you. Take it away.